Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiardo.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Why are no Jordan Yundugulini Anong Lands Paper Tracker? Kangailo, hello, Mawangani Tsu Laguru, Munujabini Nyarininganabashanga Gwari Su.
Good day, Rose. In our show today, we're going to be talking about the South Australian state election.
Nganabashanga Gwari, Nganawangani Panya South Australia go state election.
On the 17th of March, South Australians will be voting to choose which people and parties will sit in state parliament for the next 4 years.
On the 17th of March, South Australian Jordango, Boutarang Ni, Banya Morgandan Gunjago, Nananjana, Mono parties, Nananya, Ninani, Banya Ninago, Banya state parliament, Banya Goranjoguru, 4 years.
The Anangu Lands Paper Tracker has invited each main political party to respond to a set of questions that focus on things that are important to remote Anangu communities.
Ka Anangu Lands Paper Tracker, ngana jabirno, political party joda, panya kulinjago, ka ngana question joda balano, panya arajara nyangani, panya nya joda, ara nya joda, ngarani, panya remote Anangu community joda.
We'll be talking with each party about their views on jobs, renal dialysis, keeping children safe, and their commitment to strengthening and engaging with communities.
Kanganana wangani panya party judanga janamba ara nyabalo janagulini panya jobs ko mono renal dialysis mono jiji juda panya safe kanyini mono janamba commitment yaljalji balo jana kunpul ko mono tungore ko panya community judanga.
In our interview today, we'll be talking with the Honourable Robert Brokenshire, MLC, from the Australian Conservatives. Mr. Brokenshire will be letting us know what the Australian Conservatives are promising to do with and for Anangu communities over the next 4 years.
Kanganamba interviewing a gwari nganana jabra gulini banya Honourable Robert Brokenshire, MLC, Balarubanya Australian Conservatives Party Ngoro. Ka Mr. Brokenshire, Balaru Ngananya Jagulyonani, Banya Australian Conservatives, Nya Balarujana Kalkurni, Banya Anangu Communities, Judagu Banya Kuranjoguru, 4 years anga.
Our interview is coming up in a few minutes, but first we're going to listen to some music.
Something inside saying don't you worry, it's all in good time, no need.
Now, all of the diamonds
That was Don't You Worry by Electric Fields. Mr. Brokenshaw, welcome to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's good to have you on our show today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm very pleased to be here, and I would like to say to your listeners, it's a privilege to talk to them.
Mr. Brokenshaw, and the Jarbangung and an Alawankanjaku. Oang a bulga bugularing and yiguari in your Alawankani, Mono Mokorengani, Wankanjaku, and our Jordaguru.
Mr. Brokenshaw, would you like to briefly introduce yourself and let our listeners know a little bit about you and your political party, Australian Conservatives?
Thank you. I'm Rob Brokenshaw. I've been a Member of Parliament Privileged for 23 years, focused on conservative politics, family first, now amalgamated with Australian Conservatives.
Robert Brokenshaw, Manongailo Panya Party, Australian Conservatives, Go Wagaringani. Ngailo Member Nyinangi Parliament 23 years, Mono Eredi Mungarto, Ngailo Family First, Go Wagaringi Gulugulu.
I have three adult children and I have five grandchildren. We are farmers, we have dairy cows, and like you, I love the land and I love farming.
Oa ngai lo nya jiji mankur baga nini baloro jana pulkarengo mono five nya jamu nana joda mono ngai lo panya farmer anana farmer joda nina ni mono pulkani panya nya dairy cow joda mono ngai lo mukulemula panya mandako.
And can I thank you, listeners, very much for allowing me several times to visit your land. I love your land. It's some of the prettiest land I've seen, and I've enjoyed my times visiting you. It's been a big privilege.
Angubai eredi nyakun jago IPO amanda mono ngai luguleni banya manda wirumula nyaraja mono na mukulya mula banya wan kara wirumula ngara ni ka ngai lu janjon mana ni nyora wal kunu ngai nya tungurengola nyina jago nyora la.
Now our first focus is on jobs and employment. Based on data from the Department of Employment, the APY Lands has an unemployment rate of about 32%. What will your party be doing to change this situation and to ensure that more jobs are created for Anangu?
We want to work with the community because initiatives put forward must be initiatives that the community see benefiting employment.
Ngana mukorengani wakarin jaku jungo community nga panya chana kulin jajuda ngana panya wakarin jaku mono udin jaku wakanya ngabalun chana nya owan kara panya ngana jungo.
Clearly, education has to be focused on development and training of our young people in the lands, simply because it's an isolated area is no longer an excuse for not allowing better education opportunities.
Mono odi ngara ni banya education wano nenden jago banya training pagaling ko jago mono development kulugulo banya nya eredi jana wanga bay puto ngana na nyanga jabalani banya remote area nga palo nyanga ja excuse nyanga ja wearing ulta.
Also, I know I'm jealous of how good our Aboriginal people are with animal husbandry, especially cattle.
Oh, I'm no ngaelo jealous arini banya ngaelo nindinga arini banya anango yuta wura wakari bay banya polo ka kanyini mono nanchukululo ngaelo nindi palo jana pulka wakari bay nyanga.
We have an opportunity to develop traineeships and cadetships. I would like to see more focus and emphasis on that with the young people so that they can get an all-round education.
Mono ngailo opportunity pakalingo jago mukorenga ni banya traineeship judang ranjaku mono cadetship banya young bala kunga judango wa karinjaku mono nyanga jaga el mukorenga ni udinjaku kwari.
We also are concerned that government policy in the past, poor government policy, has led to educational shortfalls in remote areas of South Australia. This cannot go on any longer.
Mono ngai lunindi panya nya government policy panya tingro wirongaranju wea panya kanyanga ja nganana kulen jago mukorengani panya education nyanga ja pagal tingko jago wirongaranjago.
Also, with agreement of the local communities, I know some jobs are now happening in mining, and I would like to see a more collaborative opportunity for young people, both men and women, in the mining areas as they develop.
Mono mukorengani agreement kulukulu pagalingo jago banya community joda ganana nindi banya morning tingro oderengani kanyara ballangoro banya chungungo wa karin jago banya kunga mono wadi kulukulu chungurengo jago banya wa ka uro manko jago banya morning sectangoro.
The other issue is where families agree for young people to travel for some time. We are bringing overseas young people into Australia, but not fostering the opportunities that they are getting with Aboriginal young people. And I would like to see a sensible, mature debate on whether we should not be giving a priority to our young Aboriginal people before we bring overseas young people.
Mono ngana nyanga ni banya family joda banya werkarni. Panya yurunga mungara ngoro panya opportunity nyanga balu jana ngara ni jana pako ko ngail mukurenga ni jingoro ngana na wangara pungkolo kulen ja koi panya yang bala kunga joda kulukulo Australia langoro panya balu jana panya opportunity balu nya kulukulo man ko jago.
Finally, I have seen some of the bush tucker projects in the lands and other Aboriginal lands areas. I think there's an exciting opportunity to grow to export. It's that good potentially, bush tucker. It's healthy and it is a niche market. We should be developing that with horticulture training.
Bush tucker banya banya nangoko purno joda pagaljina pagaljingani kangana nanyangani banya nyanga baloro hoderengani arnango manda winkinga ka nyanga ja banya jana pagaljingani banya ian jago yoronga munkara kanyara ballangoro kulin jago de yalji yalji nganana program jungo go banya horticulture changa nindin jago yang bala joda kungka kulolo palo jana pakaljing ko jago market banya joda ngarani nyanga ka.
And we need to expand, I believe, the Working on Country program that has had good results and see more ranger opportunities, as one example, with our Environment Department.
Mono pulka kulin jago kulukulu banya ngana nyanga ni Working on Country program banya nyara balo nya mono kulin jago yali yali indigenous ranger joda jungo jago anango ranger joda nyodo gulini anango lands paper tracker radio show kanyanga ji interview ngan no record mala no banya 8th of February 2018 ngana la Honourable Robert Brokenshire MLC Paloro Australian Conservatives ngoro.
Our next focus is on kidney health and dialysis. Now, through the work of the Purple House, through fundraising by Anangu artists, support from a range of individuals and organisations, and capital funding from the Commonwealth Government, there are plans underway for a permanent community-based dialysis facility to be opened in Ernabella Pukaja community in July this year. Now, the ongoing running costs for this facility remain a really big challenge. Firstly, does your party support community-based dialysis on the APY lands? And if so, what contribution would your party make to supporting dialysis?
We must have dialysis healthcare on the lands. It's not a yes or a no. Must have. We will fight to ensure recurrent funding is there and this becomes a priority. Too much talk, now action.
Oh, I'm going to Bulga support a Melanie dialysis. Nyangaja ngaranja guru ngarani. Panya udi nyangaja ngarani. Kangana na Bulga fatherinji nyangaja palanjagu. Mono vanya nyagulugulo. Mani manko jago vanya rawa ngaragarinjago. Kangana na support a Melanie nyangaja pagaljingo jago. Mono ngaranjago IP oi mandanga.
The next focus is on keeping children safe, so child protection. Now, 9 years ago, the Mulligan Commission of Inquiry shone a light on the challenge of protecting Anangu children from abuse and neglect. We've since had the Nyalan Child Protection Systems Royal Commission. What does your party think needs to be done to keep children safe in communities?
Child protection is most important in all communities, including the lands.
Oh, child protection nangaja banya ara bulka mulla ngaranjako IPY mandanga monongora kujubanga gulgulu.
All recommendations must be implemented as a priority to protect the children.
Mono banya oan recommendation oan kara nangabalunjana nya palanjako panya ngaranjako child
We must provide the resources in the lands to support the families with early intervention. Where the families identify an issue, the resources must be there to support them to stop any harm.
Mono panya resources balunjananya jungunjago, maranjago, panya mapalko problem jingro derengani. Early intervention family problem support problem.
Domestic violence is everywhere in Australia. We need to work harder to keep our families and communities safe.
Oh, domestic violence banya nyangaja nganana nyanganyi odi nganyi banya Australia la wingi wano kanganana wa karinjago pulgara nyangabalonya banya koranjago wantinjago.
Support and programs and early intervention can get on top of domestic violence quickly.
Support mankola uno program joda jungola banya mapalko banya problem oderengola kanganana mukorengani nyanga jangaranjago.
That support should be available in the lands just the same as it's available in Adelaide. Distance should be no barrier.
Ka banya support nyanga baloro banya ngarani sitinga ngora kujubanga kangan namukurenga nyanga nyanga jago IPY mandanga kulgulo.
Nyodugule ni Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show. Kanyanga ji interviewing and recorded milano banya 8th of February 2018. Nganala Honourable Robert Brokenshire MLC Baloro Australian Conservatives ngoro.
Our next focus is on how political parties engage with communities and how they make decisions. Now, parliaments often pass laws that have a direct impact on Anangu communities. How will your party make sure that the decisions that are made in parliament take into account the concerns and the views of Anangu communities?
Too many decisions of parliament and government are a reaction to media stories.
Oh, anganana nyangani rawangu banya parliament ang law gujuba balani banya media ngo odera wanganja kanyara balangu jana jain gampa gujuba nani law mono balani gujubiroda gulgulo.
We must consult with the community before the laws and decisions are finalised.
Anganana banya consultation balanja ngani jadanguro. Mono gulenja go community go nya wangani mono palong orolda lo gojoba odine palani.
Finally, we need impact statements that become public documents on the record, stacking up or saying no to what is recommended.
Mono gulenja go bulgarabanya impact statement balunjananya.
Now, in terms of looking ahead, much work still needs to be done to work alongside Anangu communities to build strong futures. What is your party planning to do over the next 4 years to improve conditions in Anangu communities?
We need to, first of all, listen to the people that know best. That's the people living in the community, not us telling people what we think is best. I now realise that was the wrong way. So we must re-engage with the local community, seek their input, seek their priorities, and then act with them, alongside of them. We have for too long been pushing our decisions on the people rather than the people having the voice.
Oa chadangro kulinjago arnangirango nyawangani alaji mono ngailo nyango eriringro mono ngailo nenderingolta panya nganana untunjago uyangana ba idea balo kulinjago arnangajoda mono chanampa priorities nyakunjago nyabalo jana wangani nyabalo jana mukorengani jana ba community ka kolera banya palanjabolda ka nganana chungung ko wakarinjago.
Mr. Brokenshay, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
We are a party for the families and communities. Our Aboriginal community in the lands I know is very committed to family and community. If we make that the number one priority into the future, we can come up with the best results. I want to work with them in a partnership.
Oa nganana pari nganamba wakaringani banya family ko mono community jodago kangailo nende banya IPY manda anango jodango family. Adon man ko ba mono community gulugulo ka ngail mo goreng ani wa karin ja ko jungo community jodanga panya wuro joda bagal jingo ja ko family ko mono community ko gulugulo.
We need to change focus and make sure that we govern for all South Australians, whether they live in the lands, Ceduna, Mount Gambier or Adelaide.
Ka banya Pulgar banya adajaran nyakun jago banya chai kampago jaban ko jago banya government rango services nyanga balun jananya South Australia la win ki un chun ko jago banya sujina la jingro man Gambia ngura kujuba kujubanga ngaran jago banya IPY mandanga gulgulo.
Well, Mr. Brokenshire, thank you so much for talking with us today and giving us your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and best wishes to all the listeners.
Oh, anganana janjun manani, Mr. Brokenshire, anya gwari werkarno wanganjago nganala odinjago. Oh, angail janjun manani, nyora listener joda ngainya gulingi kwari. O ala jiga ngana time to kwari we are ngo. Yodo jiga mukuringa ni banya gulinja go interview nyangaja Honourable Robert Brokenshire, MLC, balorobanya Australian Conservatives ngoro. Yodo angulongore la website anga, papertracker.com.au. O abalya anango jodao.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangnul lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangnul communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.